The painful story of a burned out Moses and his leadership woes is absolutely painful to read. And it's definitely hard to stomach. And I got to tell you, could someone write that story about your life? I mean, could someone share about you, your family? Too much work, too much pressure, and a feeling of ministry doom and gloom. Well, I got to tell you, I have had my fair share of personal struggles in ministry. I have been the person who disappointed my spouse and who neglected my very own kids. I mean, have you been there? Honestly. Well, I got to let you know, I have. Would those around you say that ministry and honestly, the very demands of ministry have negatively affected your family life? It did Moses's and it did mine. If those around you would say yes, this means that you were experiencing a good case of the normals. Sadly, I remember the beautiful birth of my third born daughter. I should have been savoring this once in a lifetime moment of being in the hospital with my bride and this new baby girl. Instead, I was managing an impending church split in the hallway of the hospital. I somehow felt that those people who were coming to visit us in the hospital needed my pastoral care for the sad unraveling of things at the church. And I'm telling you, this was foolish. But as you might have experienced or expected, ministry can tend to encroach on our personal lives. Here's the reality. Other people hold the capacity to lead. Beyond this, God cares more about his people and about his church than I care about his people and his church. And yet, like, we do play a part in keeping ourselves out of the ditch. As leaders, we can build in some buffers to ensure that we're not the only ones who can make it happen or answer the questions. My question for you, are you the only one who knows how to drive the church bus? Are you the only one holding all of the keys to unlock the doors in your church? Are you the only one with the answers to every question? Folks, this rests on us as leaders, not to have it all fall to us. If you find yourself in the ditch, it is your job to work yourself out of being in that ditch and hopefully never return. Now I want to share with you three D's, the three D's of ministry multiplication. Now, do you want people to do things in the ministry and not be stuck doing it all yourself? That is, of course, the hope and the call of this very course. Well, you got three choices, actually, and I call them the three D's. You can dump, you can delegate, you can disciple. Now, every D truly does enlist others, but the results, their lasting results, are completely different. Let's start with the first D, dump. Now, you have a set of things that you need done. You can dump them onto another person. Dumping has no direction. Dumping gets rid of it and gets rid of it fast. Dumping gets it off your plate. Dumping is fast in its quick handoff, but dumping has some other negative D words associated with it. Dumping certainly has a final product, but it has diminished quality. Dumping leaves people feeling discouraged. Personally, when I was dumped on, I felt disenfranchised. I didn't understand how the pastor, a friend of mine, could treat me this way with such disregard. You see, dumping, it nearly destroyed me. But delegation is different. Delegation has direction. Delegation, unlike dumping, has details for how to succeed. Delegation ensures the outcome is as close to a carbon copy to what it would have been or what it would have looked like if I'd done it myself. Delegation provides enough detail and direction that the final product has a similar, if not identical, outcome. Now, when you do an excellent job of delegating, you are helping somebody to be as close to a replica of you. Delegating makes people, it makes them feel honored. Delegating does not leave somebody in the dark. Delegation is safer. Delegation has predictability. Delegation has parameters. And delegation is a far superior form of leadership and a choice of leadership than dumping. The trade-off, however, it's time. Dumping takes literally seconds of your time. Delegation, on the other hand, requires you to map out details and directions. Delegation is concerned with outcomes. However, delegation also, it's truly concerned with honoring the life of the person that you're delegating to. Delegation's better. Dumping is a blank paper. Delegating clearly lays out things in black and white, but discipling, however, is a vibrant, multicolored, living work of art. You see, discipleship has life. Discipleship is more about handing off a well-defined punch list of things to do. Discipleship imparts life, not just directions. Discipleship, it's concerned with the why and the heart of what and how we're doing things as much as it is a tangible outcome of the task. While delegating hands something off and ensures you can walk away, discipleship often does it together. Discipling is not a carbon copy, right? Discipleship is not, listen to me, discipleship is not making sure that my message is delivered exactly my way. Discipling determines who another person is and how their unique gifts and abilities can shape things in their own special way. You see, discipleship is not about your story. Discipleship is about somebody else's story. Discipleship walks alongside someone on their journey, and you are helping them become a better version of themselves. And the means of accomplishing this betterment of themselves, it actually might lead to some great ministry tasks happening. You see, the task is the driver in delegation, but development is the discipleship driver. The trade-off here is not just time. The trade-off with discipleship is your very life. Dump is a set of unconnected bones. Delegation is muscle and organs and skin. But discipleship is breathing life into that body. And I want to challenge you to never dump. I want to challenge you to start the process through delegation, providing detailed instructions and diagrams for exactly how someone else could be successful. However, I want to invite you to find someone that you could transfer portions of your one and only life into their life.